Philadelphia, Delaware County police investigating deadly double shooting in Yeadon last night. Chicago shootings, two teens among nine shot in weekend gun violence across city. Again, that's yesterday. Two teenagers shot on Staten Island. So we could play this game all day long. Now, why do they never cover these shootings? Why do they never cover the violence in the inner cities? Why do they never cover the shootings in the inner cities? Do I really have to say why? Have we really not figured it out yet? The response from the Democrat Party and the mainstream media to the club, the nightclub, the supposed gay club, which is of course called Club Q. I'm not saying that has anything to do with the Q movement. It's just like, are you kidding me with this? Really? It's Club Q? Really? Five dead, 18 wounded in shooting at LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado. And so again, the response from the Democrat Party, the response from the liberal mainstream media should not surprise us, but it does remind us just how sick and twisted they really are, doesn't it? Now, we all know why they're making the big deal of this shooting, because they can politicize it, blame it on their opposition, and then once again, in an emotional outcry, say, we have to ban guns, we have to end the Second Amendment. But look, I can play this game every day. You understand? I could play this game every Monday, and I've been doing it more often now just as a exhibition on how you could play this game. But I mean, you know, just look at these stories. Two injured from two overnight shootings in Baltimore. That's last night. Philadelphia, Delaware County police investigating deadly double shooting in Yeadon. Last night. Chicago shootings, two teens among nine shot in weekend gun violence across city. Again, that's yesterday. Two teenagers shot on Staten Island. So I can play this game all day. I can play this game every Monday specifically. Weekends are really violent. It's the worst in Chicago. And this is just a handful of cities I chose to look at. I didn't even really go into San Francisco or Los Angeles or St. Louis. Probably Dallas had a little loving violence too. So we could play this game all day long. Now, why do they never cover these shootings? Why do they never cover the violence in the inner cities? Why do they never cover the shootings in the inner cities? Do I really have to say why? Have we really not figured it out yet? But fine, let's not even answer that question. Instead, let's answer this question. Why are they choosing to make the big fuss about the shooting in Colorado at the nightclub? Now, let's be clear here. I think it's bad that we're so normalized to cities having violence and shootings all the time that we've just normalized it, and so it's not even news. So it only becomes news if it's outside of the normal realm of activity. Oh, mass shootings in inner cities. Oh, black-on-black violence. Ah, we don't care. We don't cover that. We're just used to that. That's just normal. We can't tug at the emotional heartstrings over that. We can't use that to blame our political opposition. And we can't politicize that in the nature that we'd like to so that we can eventually end the Second Amendment, because that's really what it's all about. And see, you would hope that we'd have enough common sense, enough instincts at this point to say and realize anybody who wants to disarm you wants to enslave you. Anybody who comes to disarm you is the bad guy. So immediately after this, what are the Democrats saying? Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban. We don't even have a classification of an assault weapon. I mean, an assault weapon could be anything. I could use a bowling pin for an assault weapon. I mean, bowling pins are probably even used for murder. Somebody probably whacked a guy over the head with a bowling pin. That's an assault weapon. Joe Biden calls for assault weapons ban following deadly gay nightclub mass shooting. And it's all about it's gay. That's how they tug at the emotional heartstrings. It's gay, it's gay, it's gay. And then they politicize it so they can use that momentum, that emotion, to trick you and deceive you into turning over your firearms and disarming yourself. thinking, oh, it's such a tragedy. I feel bad. Here, take my gun. That'll make things better. Which, of course, it won't. But see, it's even more disgusting, actually, what's been on display with Joe Biden. And really, AOC has really just shown how disgusting she really is under the surface with this. Responding, blaming it on Lauren Boebert because it's in her district. Blaming it on Donald Trump. Just total wickedness. Just total filth and disgust. Just a trash human. What a shame. Nice looking girl has to be such a trash human. Maybe we'll get comments from her ex-boyfriend, Alex Stein, coming up next. To blame Donald Trump, to blame Lauren Boebert, they haven't even released any images thus far of the shooter, and the police have not said if they know of any motives. So they haven't even said that. Now, I get it. You want to rush to a conclusion. You want to rush to a judgment. You don't care if you're wrong, because when you are wrong, the media comes around to protect you. So you can say things that are wildly inaccurate without any punishment as long as you're a good liberal Democrat. This is the display of liberal Democrat supremacy on full display. They believe they are better than you. It's not about white supremacy. The whole concept of white supremacy is a distraction for their liberal supremacy. That's what it really is. Their liberal Democrat supremacy. They think they're better than you and they should run your life. It's the modern day KKK. And for them to blame Donald Trump and blame Lauren Boebert when they haven't even released any motives and two people that have nothing to do with it, it's just sick. It's just sick. And to have these people in power is dangerous. Dangerous. And I think we know that, but I don't think we're getting fair representation when we go to vote. And we might be finding that out the hard way. Then again, we might also find it out the easy way with some developments that are going to be coming out of Arizona, which I'll discuss later on. RNC had roving attorneys quietly monitoring Maricopa voting centers. One has finally released his damning evidence. And it's just out of control. We've got more footage of the ballot mules. We've got the anomalies, the machine shutting down. It's just so in your face. It's so obvious. But that's what they do, is they do it blatantly in your face so that you can't even believe it. And then if you stand up and you say something and question it, they demonize you and make you feel like an idiot or criminalize you so that you don't stand up and speak the truth. Very dangerous place to be. But that's why we salute the people in Brazil by the millions still standing against their fraudulent election results. Now, when we come back, Alex Stein is going to be joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, big sales still going on at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is we are selling out a lot of the product. So the sales are happening. You're taking advantage of 50% off almost the entire store. The bad news is a lot of this stuff is running out of stock. And in the Biden economy, we just don't know when it's going to be back in stock, sadly. You've noticed that things are taking longer to return to stock. Well, this is the Biden supply chain, folks. It's a disaster. But we still have DNA Force Plus 50% off in stock. We still have Brain Force Plus 60% off in stock. We still have Alpha Power and Bodies in stock 50% off. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion, very popular, selling out quickly. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, though, in stock 50% off. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That way I know I'm getting at least 100% of my daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin E, and so much more. And of course, when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, you support free speech by keeping us on the air. We'll be right back with Alex Stein.
The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.